Hi, this is Chris Morgan, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Fellowship Church. We're a non-denominational, full gospel church located in Matthews County, Virginia. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you'll be encouraged. For more information about us, visit gocfc.com. God bless and enjoy.
Our confession together. Father, we come before you this morning with enthusiasm about your word this morning. We're so grateful. We're so thankful for your word today. That your word, you sent it. You sent your word and healed us and delivered us from all our destruction. We're so grateful. Your word is life. It's healing. It's medicine to all our flesh. It's life-giving, life-sustaining, life-preserving. Your word, oh God, it's all-powerful. Yes. We're so grateful for the Holy Spirit in here this day, bringing illumination, revelation into the heart of each listener who have come on purpose to hear the healing word of God and receive that word and believe that word and act on that word for themselves. We thank you ahead of time, Lord God, for all that you'll say, all that you'll do, granting me utterance in the Holy Ghost, thinking through my thoughts, speaking through my lips today, your words. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're grateful and thankful for it. Amen. Praise God. How many has been holding fast to their confession? Yeah. You know, this is not just a Wednesday morning holding fast to your confession. This is a lifestyle for the believer. This is a lifestyle for the believer. What we say out of our mouths on a continual basis makes the biggest difference in the world in our lives. You are where you are today. You have what you have today because of what you've been saying. Last month, last year, 10 years ago, today, it does make a difference. Amen. So we also found out, we've been learning in here about the speech center being the dominion center of our lives. God created us to function in the same kind of faith that he had when he spoke the worlds into existence. Yeah. We can do the same thing. Yeah. If we believe in the words that we speak and that our speech center is the dominion center of our lives. Our bodies are going to respond to our voices more than anybody else's voices when you speak to your body. Come on now. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we don't just do this to do this. We do this because we believe this word. We esteem the word of God. We value that word. We hold it as something dear, valuable, and precious to our hearts as believers. We understand how valuable this word is. It is our lifeline. Without it, we have nothing and can do nothing. Praise God. So we're going to start it with the first verse today. It's Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, the Old Testament. It says, surely he had borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Here's our confession. Surely Jesus had borne my sicknesses and diseases and carried my pains. He bore them and carried them away. I don't have to bear what Jesus bore for me. I refuse to bear what Jesus bore for me. Satan cannot put on me what Jesus bore for me. By his stripes, I am healed and made whole. Amen. You believe that? Mm-hmm. Matthew 8, 16 and 17, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Glory. Here's our confession. Jesus himself took my infirmities. and bore my sicknesses. He carried away my sicknesses and diseases. He bore them away and removed them. Disease is not mine. Healing is mine. It belongs to me. I refuse to bear what Jesus bore for me. Satan, you cannot put disease on me. I refuse to accept sickness. I will not tolerate sickness. Sickness and disease have been totally defeated. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Confession, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. Healing belongs to me. I was healed 2,000 years ago by the stripes Jesus bore. I'm not trying to get healed. I've got healing. It belongs to me. By his stripes, I was healed. And we got 1 John 3, verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise the Lord. Here's our confession. Sickness is a work of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Sickness has been dissolved, broken up, annulled, undone, and liquidated by Jesus Christ. Jesus put sickness to an end for me. Amen. Praise God. You believe that this morning? Let's just lift our hands and thank God for his word. Thank you, Lord. We're just so grateful and thankful for your word, Lord God. And it's working mightily. It's working mightily. It's working mightily in every believer's life today. We believe it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. All right, well, we started last week and looking at a series I titled Accepting Both. And that just because something is supernatural does not mean it is always instantaneous. Let's say that again. Everything that is supernatural is not always instantaneous. Healing is not always instantaneous. It can be a process or it can be gradual. Brother Hagin made this statement. He says, because healing is not always instantaneous, many people lose the beginning of their healings because they don't know that it can be a process or gradual. We need to learn to accept them both when it comes to healing. Once you get to the place where you have consumed the Word of God into your heart, and now the Word has consumed you, and you have come to that place and made a decision to believe God, release your faith, believe that you receive your healing, and it could be praying the prayer of agreement with somebody. It could be praying the prayer of faith yourself and believing you receiving when you pray. It could be having hands laid on you. Any of those moments, you came to the place that you believed that you received your healing. So it's us learning to meet God's help and his power, and believing that the moment we release our faith and believe God's word, that a death blow has been struck to that circumstance, situation, disease, sickness, pain, weakness, illness. A death blow has been struck to it. The moment you release your faith and say, I believe I receive my healing. And then from that moment on, you are keeping the switch of faith turned on by saying with your mouth, I believe I have received my healing. And we also said that you can be saying with your mouth, I believe the healing power of God is working in me effectually. It's working a cure and a wholeness in me. The healing power of God is at work in you, perfecting a cure and a wholeness. All these things help you to keep the switch of faith turned on. So whether you receive an instantaneous result and something happens the moment you release your faith, or the moment you release your faith, and we looked at one of the instances in the Bibles, and in the Bible last week, and I shared a lot of testimonies too about keeping that switch of faith turned on that very moment. The death blow was struck to that disease, sickness, whatever. And then you believe that healing power is working in you. And it's just like some of the people that I shared with last week. The woman that waited 10 days went by after Brother Hagin had laid hands on her. On the 11th day, all of a sudden she woke up pain-free. She was given a death sentence. Not long to live. She had stage 4 cancer. It was not promising. It was all not good. Yeah. 11 days later. Wonder if she had given up before the 11th day came up. Yeah. It wouldn't have worked. She wouldn't have got it. She would have lost her healing. That's why Brother Hagin shared that many times people lose the beginning of their healing. The beginning of their healing. Because they begin to say with their mouth, well, I guess I didn't get my healing. Do you realize the moment that you say that you begin to nullify that healing power that you believed you received at one point, and now you're saying you don't think you got anything because you didn't see or feel something instantaneous. So our words play a big part in this. So we don't want our words nullifying what God has started and began the moment you released your faith and you believed you received. Whether it's instantaneous or gradual, you got to believe that healing power is working in you. And whether it's 6 months down the line, 10 days later, or come on now. I remember the very first time that I was introduced to healing. Pastor Chris and I had been born again. We'd gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. We were just on fire, excited about the Word of God, consuming that Word as much as we could, reading. We took off and went to a Charles and Francis Hunter meeting. Anybody ever heard of Charles and Francis Hunter? Well, God worked miracles, signs, and wonders through them. And so we heard that they were coming close by, and so we got in a car and we went to Richmond, Virginia, where they were holding a meeting. And I had 7 different plantar warts on the bottom of my feet, 2 feet put together. I had 3 on one and 4 on the other. I had 7 plantar warts. So we sat there in the service and we listened to Charles and Francis Hunter preach the Word of God, and at the end they said, we're not going to lay hands on you. We want you to put your hands where the problem or the situation is. You put your hands on it, and they said, you believe God, the Word went forth, and you're going to be healed today. And I was like, first time ever hearing this stuff, you know, it was exciting, but yet I was like, wow, okay. So I remember grabbing both my feet, putting both my hands on them, and they prayed the prayer. And they prayed a prayer of faith over every single person in there, and I believe that I received. Did they instantly disappear, Pastor Debbie? No. But do you know what? From the moment that I believed, a death a death blow was struck to every one of those planter wards. And I can tell you within one day that every one of them started turning red. I marked it. I started dating it. Every one of them started turning red, like they were being dealt with. And then I watched over a week's time how they began shrinking, dissolving, till every one of them disappeared. It was a process. It was gradual. The first time I had ever been introduced to the healing power of God for myself. And I remember saying, wow, I thought they were going to pray and lay hands on the sick. You know, sometimes you get these things in your head. But God was saying, no, you're going to hear the word and then you're going to act and believe it. If we only knew and understood how much power is in that word. When that word is being preached and taught, the healing power of God is present. And it's our faith that connects with that power. Your faith is the plug into that power. Your faith gives action to that power to manifest in your body. So that was the very first time I had ever been exposed to the raw healing power of God. And I never forgot it. And I wrote it down and dated it. And that's been over 20, 30 years ago. Praise the Lord. God is good. The word still works. Yes, the word works for whosoever will work it, right? Yeah, so we had shared too about the woman that was blind. I shared about the blind woman. 3 weeks went by after she had been instantly had results, and then she hadn't even got out of the meetings good, and 2 days went by and she started losing her sight until she became totally blind. She continued to keep the switch of faith turned on by saying and praising God for her healing, her eyes. 3 weeks went by. All of a sudden, while she's praising and thanking God for healing her blindness, her eyes popped open instantly. Wonder if she had given up before the 3 weeks. We're talking about just because something is supernatural doesn't mean it has to be instantaneous. It can be gradual. But we need to know and understand this so that we keep that switch of faith turned on and don't nullify it with our own words. Yeah. But you don't know, Pastor Debbie, sometimes. Hallelujah. Amen. The word will work. We talked about the woman that was crippled from birth, 6 months' time. She came in, sat under Brother Hagin's meetings for 6 months. She was crippled. All of a sudden, after 6 months, her foot that was crippled turned outward. Her leg grew out because that leg was shorter than the other, and she was missing a little toe, and she grew a little toe on that foot. All because of sitting under the word of God week after week. I'm trying to get something. Week after week after week. And a little toe grows out. Come on now. We're out here looking for the miraculous. And all we need to do is just believe the word of God. That word is miraculous. It will produce a miracle in your life if you believe it. So when we learn to meet God's help and God's power, and it's not all on God, God's promises are conditional. God has done his part and he's waiting for us to do our part. Believe his word, receive that word, and then act on that word. Make it yours. Like I said, when you're sitting here, begin to personalize that word. You hear different things and it goes off in your heart. Say, that's mine. That's me. I got that now. Hallelujah. I have done that so many times in Brother Hagin's meetings, listening to his tapes or listening to reading his book. I'm like, that's me. That's mine. I got that now. What are you doing, Pastor Deb? Here you go. Back to your mouth again. You're confirming with your mouth what you believe with your heart. You personalize it. You're bringing it into your own situation. You see yourself in that. And I also shared about that lady that I had prayed for that had tumors in her body. Four tumors in her body. She went back to the doctor after she was prayed for. And when she went back to the doctor said, well, three of them have gone, but you got one. So she came back. She says, she was like, I don't get it. She says, three of them are gone, but one is still there. I said, keep the switch of faith turned on. That one is going to leave just like the other three did. Just believe God. Don't stop believing God. We give up too easy. We give in too quick. I said, we give up too easy. We give in too quick. As believers, come on now. As believers, we need to trust God with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. What does it tell us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 through 5? Trust in Him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't allow your reasoning to get in the way and try to talk you out of what God says belongs to you and is yours. Healing was bought and paid for at the same time your sins were washed away. Hallelujah. Thank God it was. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. So whether your faith, sometimes your faith will produce an instantaneous result. Sometimes your faith will produce a gradual result. We want to keep believing God. We want to keep our mouth hooked up with our faith. Don't give the enemy any place, because the moment we say, well, I guess I didn't get it. I guess it's not working, Pastor Debbie. It's been 2 days. No. Remember, the enemy is coming to steal your words. If he can get you saying the wrong thing, then that gives him place. He's looking for an entry level. He's looking for an entrance that he can get in there and begin to act on the words he wants you to speak that gives him place to do that. Remember, your words are either giving God dominion in your life or your words are giving the enemy dominion in your life. You make that choice. You know, sometimes I think when we're confessing the Word of God that we don't actually give the Word the chance like we do if we go to a doctor and he prescribes a medication for us, and we're so gung-ho about what that doctor prescribed, and we come home and we're determined to do everything that's written on that prescription. Take it 3 times. Take it 4 times. Take it before you bed. Take it before when you get up. And we believe that thing is working. How much more should we allow and give the Word of God that the medicine, God's Word, time to work in us? And not give up on it so quick or want to believe it's not working. No. We want to get in there and believe that Word is working. And it is working. Yes. Oh, it is working. We looked at a Bible example last week in the scriptures on the nobleman's son. We looked at John chapter 4 and just a quick review. The very second sign and wonder that Jesus performed was a gradual healing. When the nobleman came to Jesus in John chapter 4 and he was talking about his son and he wanted Jesus to come. In fact, we'll just turn there real quick. John chapter 4. And we're looking at verse 46 through 54. It says that Jesus, he had came again to Cana of Galilee where he had turned the water into wine. That was the first miracle that he performed. And there was a certain royal official, or the King James says, the nobleman's son, the nobleman's, whose son was lying ill in Capernaum. Having heard that Jesus had come back from Judea into Galilee, he went away to meet him and began to beg him to come down and cure his son, for he was lying at the point of death. So we know it was a serious situation. And the nobleman wanted Jesus to come and pray for his son. And then Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, miracles happen, you people never believe, trust to have faith at all. Jesus, what was Jesus doing? He was trying to move the man from seeing in order to believing Jesus' word, just taking Jesus at his word. Because they were so used to seeing Jesus perform miracles, seeing him, watching him do what he was doing, and believing that because they were seeing it. Now Jesus was saying, all right, we're going to go a little bit further. Let's see if you can just take me at my word. Just take me at my word. So it says, Jesus said to him, unless you see signs, wonders, and miracles happen, you never will believe. You must have or trust or have faith at all. But verse 49, the king's officer or the nobleman said, pleaded with him, sir, do come down at once before my child is dead. He didn't get it. He's still thinking about his son that's on the point of death. He's at the point of death. Verse 50, Jesus answered him, go in peace. Woo. And he didn't say go and be all stressed out, did he? No, he didn't. He said, go in peace. Well, that should be a first sign right there. Go in peace. Woo, when Jesus comes around, starts working, you got peace. He said, go in peace, your son will live. And the man put his trust, here we go, and the man put his trust, and the man put his trust in what Jesus said, and started home. He put his trust in what Jesus said. He took it. He said, that's enough for me, your word's enough for me. You said, my son shall live. That's enough for me. Bless God, that's enough for me. He said, go in peace. He said, I receive that peace. I'm going in peace. You said my son shall live. I'm going in peace. My son shall live.
Yes.
Did it happen right away? No. He meets some of his servants on the road and said, your son lives. What'd they say right here? It says, but even as he was going down the road, his servants met him and reported, your son lives. So he asked them at what time he had begun to get better. They said, yesterday. Here we go. Was this an instantaneous healing? No. It was a gradual. It was coming about. His son was improving and getting better and better and better. He says, yesterday, during the seventh hour at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the fever left him. Hallelujah. There we go. It started. The moment this man believed the words of Jesus, a death blow was struck at his son's disease or sickness or whatever was attacking his son.
Yes.
And he began to amend. From that very moment, a 24-hour turnaround. It was gradual. It was a process. And the man asked him at what time he had begun to get better. And they said yesterday during the seventh hour, but 1 o'clock, and the fever left him. And the father knew, verse 53, and the father knew that it was at that very hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. Took him at his word. And he's given us this whole Bible full of word. Hallelujah. By my stripes, by Jesus' stripes, he said, you were healed. Glory to God. So we looked at that one last week. We're going to look at another one today. Let's turn to Mark. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Here's another Bible example here. of a gradual healing or a healing that takes place as a process. Luke chapter 17. And we're going to begin in verse 12. And it says, I'm reading from the Amplified, and as he was going into one village, just talking about Jesus, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. Why? Because they had a disease and they were declared in by law as unclean. They were not even supposed to be or get near you. So they stood at a distance and they raised up their voices. Wow, well, that's an act of faith right there. And they called Jesus, Master, take pity, have mercy on us. Verse 14, and when he saw them, he said to them, what? Did he go over there and touch them, lay hands on them? No, he did not. When he saw them, he said to them, go at once, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, so here we go. They acted on the words of Jesus. Wonder if they said, no, Master, you must come and lay hands on us. No, no. Jesus said, go, show yourself to the priest. Because it was the priest who would declare them clean or unclean, and they could get back out in the public again. Okay? He said, go, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cured and made clean. 10 lepers now. Only they acted on a word that Jesus gave them. They didn't have nobody to touch them, pray for them. Nope. Jesus just spoke a word. Go, show yourself to the priest. They could have complained and murmured and said, how dare him? Here we are with all this leprosy, and he wants us to go show ourselves to the priest that already has declared us unclean? No. They said, if Jesus said that, I'm going. See y'all, we're gone. Come on now. They took him at his word again. Verse 15, then one of them, here's 10 lepers, they've been cleansed. One of them, upon seeing that he was cured as he went, he got better and better and better and better and better until he was, what? Cured. And it says, when one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, turned back, recognizing, thanking, praising God with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Sounds like he was thankful about it. Verse 16, he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet. This is worship. He falls prostrate at Jesus' feet and begins to thanking him over and over. I mean, this man was grateful. This man was excited. This man was thankful. And he fell before Jesus' feet in homage, in worship, in praise, in adoration, thanking him. He said over and over again. And he was a Samaritan. He didn't even have a covenant. He was outside of the covenant. Verse 17. And Jesus asked, were there not 10 cleansed? The first thing Jesus thinks about is, hold it now. I spoke a word to 10 lepers. One comes back and begins to praise and thank me. Where are the other 9? Where's the other 9? He was looking for something. My goodness. Thanksgiving and praise play a big part when it comes to our thanking God that we believe we're healed. When this man did that, he says, where are the 9? Verse 17, verse 18. Was there no one found to return and to recognize? Number 1, Jesus said what? To recognize. Number 2, give thanks. Number 3, praise to God. Come on now. When God does a miracle or a healing, it should bring glory to him. It should bring thanksgiving to him. Yes. It should bring praise to him. He said, was there no one found to return and recognize, give thanks and praise to God except this alien, this one who does not even have a covenant? That's what Jesus meant. In verse 19, and he said to him, get up, go on your way. Here we go. Here's another word. He didn't touch him, did he? Didn't lay hands on him, did he? Nope. He says, get up, go on your way. Your faith, your trust and confidence that spring from your believing in God has restored you to health. So it made him whole. So leprosy, we know that disease, it can eat different body parts off of you, whether it's your ears, your nose, your fingers, your toes. It eats the body parts off of you. Well, if this man had been missing anything, all of a sudden he had everything. Didn't matter if it was part of his nose, his ear, his toe, hand, what. He had it all back. He was restored and made whole. Not just cured. Where the other nine, they were cured. Their skin became normal. But if they were still missing a toe, a finger, or ear, it was still missing. But this man, because he returned and chose to acknowledge, you, Lord God, you're my healer. Come on now, acknowledge. God, I believe you're my miracle worker. I believe in you. I'm trusting you. My eyes are on you. You're my healer. You're my miracle worker. I'm thanking you. I'm acknowledging you. I'm thanking you, and I'm praising you. And when he did that, it brought complete wholeness to his body. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Skin became normal. Looked just like anybody else's normal skin. Hallelujah. That's pretty good. 10 lepers. Jesus never touched any of them, never laid hands on any of them, but he did give them a word, did he? He did speak something. And the moment they acted on the words that Jesus spoke, what happened? A death blow was struck to that leprosy. And as they kept going and kept going with expectancy, Jesus said, go, show yourself to the priest. I'm going, bless God. I don't care if I'm missing a toe, a finger, an ear, a nose. What? Their actions. They believed in what Jesus said. They believed it. Faith without corresponding actions is dead. The book of James, chapter 2. Faith without. They acted on what Jesus has said. And we're talking about healing. Just because something is supernatural doesn't mean it is instantaneous. If we are people of faith, like the Bible says, if we're believers, then we should be able to outlast the devil. Right. Come on now. He does not have patience. You and I have been given the patience. Fruit, one of the fruits of the born-again, recreated human spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, is patience, endurance. You can outlast him. He's just trying to bluff you and deceive you before. Come on now. So that your faith will move off of, get your eyes off of the answer. Jesus, we're looking at the author and the finisher of our faith. The author and the finisher, the starter and the completer. The starter and the completer. Looking away from all, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, looking away from everything that will distract us, trying to get your mind on something else, trying to get you to look at something else, trying to get you to study something else, trying to get you to think about something else because you feel something or you see something. No. I want to give a couple of more examples here in the natural when it comes to healing being a process or gradual. in one of Brother Hagin's meetings, there was a woman who came to his meeting with crutches due to arthritis really bad in her body. And so he prayed for her. She came up in the healing line after he had shared the word of God. She came up in the healing line. He prayed for her. And she felt the power of God go into her, but nothing changed. Or it seemed like to her, nothing changed. So the same crutches that she came up on, she picked them up and went back out on. She left the meeting with everybody else, and when she got out to her car, she had laid her crutches beside her car to get her stuff in her car. And when she laid her crutches beside her car to get in her car, that very moment she realized she was healed. Didn't happen instantaneous, but when she got out to the car, she believed. I remember Brother Hagin tells a story about a woman that brings her little girl that's crippled. And they bring the little girl up front. And he lays hands on her, the little girl, and he tells the mother, "I felt the healing power go into her legs." And in the natural, it was not instantaneous. So the woman picks the little girl up. They get her in the wheelchair. They take her back home. And the mother's putting her in the bathtub, getting ready to give her a bath and to wash her and everything. And the mother is thinking on the inside of her, "Oh, Lord, why didn't you heal my little crippled girl? Why didn't you heal her?" And she said, the Holy Ghost spoke up to her on the inside and said, "Did you not believe the word that Brother Hagin said to you, that my healing power went into her legs?" And she's like, "Oh, yes, Lord, forgive me." She repents. She asks God to forgive her. She goes, "I believe your healing power went into my little girl's legs." The moment she said that, all of a sudden she began to hear something like sticks breaking. She looked and her little girl's legs that were deformed and crippled began to stretch, move, and work out and became normal right there in the bathtub. It wasn't instantaneous. But the mother, when she was confronted and the Holy Ghost reminded her, "Did you believe what Brother Hagin said? Do we believe what Jesus has said? Has God not said, by my stripes, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed? When are we going to believe that?" There was another lady that had a stroke and the whole left side of her body was affected. Her arm, her leg, she couldn't walk, move the left side of her body. She also went to one of Brother Hagin's meetings and she came up into the line. He prayed for her and she believed she received. There was no instantaneous results. She left there in the same condition that she got there in. The whole left side of her body was still paralyzed, unable to move it. About two blocks down the road from the church where she had just left the meeting, all of a sudden, she felt a warm glow in her body. And it ran down her whole left side. When it got out of her body, her whole left side was made normal as the right side. After she got down the road two blocks from the meeting. Wonder if she had said at the meeting, "Well, I guess I didn't get it. I guess it's not working for me." She would have turned that power off. She would have turned that healing power off and never received anything. I tell you, if we can just learn to be patient. I have had instantaneous healings. Some of the worst things, some of the most painful things come against me. And I have had instantaneous results, but also I have had horrible things come against me and there was not instantaneous results. What did you do, Pastor Debbie? I kept the switch of faith turned on. I kept believing. I kept speaking. It's the healing. I believe the healing power. When I released my faith, I believe the healing power of God is working in me. I'm telling you, when this year came, 2025, we turned the corner in January 2025, I have been struck with some just physical attacks, Pastor Chris and myself, and we just had to stand our ground and declare the word of God. Didn't feel like it, didn't look like it, didn't seem like it. It's not about a feeling. I mean, in the natural, didn't look good. That old devil, he's defeated, and we have to remember he's already been defeated. I said we have to remember he's already been defeated. We're enforcing his defeat by our act of faith on what God has said. Here we are now, 2025. We're in the month of May. Almost half of this year is gone. Next month, June, half of this year is gone. Boy, when I talk about it, that healing anointing just comes all over me. We must be determined and persistent to not give in to that little devil. Yeah, he's little. He's under our feet. He's already been defeated. We just can't give in to him. Stand our ground. Declare the word of the Lord in the face of that pain, that sickness, that whatever. In the face of it, declare the outcome. Yes. The end. God declared the end from the beginning. You declare the end from the beginning. Right. By his stripes, I was healed. We need to be determined. We need to be persistent. We need to not back up, not back give in, not let up to the enemy. Let's stand to our feet. Remember, we live in a fallen world. Tests and trials will come to all of us. It's how we respond Is it in faith? Not in fear, but in faith. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. When Jesus said these words to his disciples, you have to remember, we are his modern disciples, modern day disciples today, here on the earth. And he told them in Matthew 10:1, and he told them in Luke 9:1. I have given you power and authority over all demons and over all manner of sickness and disease. He said all. All demons and all manner of sickness and disease. Well, all means all. That includes everything. He said, I've given you that power and authority. And you've been given the power of attorney through the name of Jesus. Remember the name that stands and affects three different worlds and three different beings. But with the power of attorney, you use that name against the enemy. Put him back in his place. He's under our feet. He hates that place, but He's under our feet. We have to remind Him of that. And don't allow the symptoms or how long they may try to hang on, hold on, but bless God, you're bigger and strong. You're 1,000 times bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Don't forget who lives in you is greater.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we're in a time we're going to see the greatest and the grandest. Yes. The best. God saved the best for the last. We're in the best of the last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you got chosen and picked to be alive for such a time as this.
Yes.
So He said, if you're the book of Acts in a continual action.
Yes.
Remember that. You're writing the book of Acts every single day in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Lord, You're so good. You always take care of us in grand style. And we're so thankful and so grateful for Your word today. That it doesn't return unto You void. It goes out and accomplishes that for which it was purposed. It prospers where it's being sent. Thank You for Your word. Now, if you have any pain or anything in your body, you lay your hands on that place in your body. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over any sickness, disease, pain. I curse it at the roots and I command it to wither, die, leave. Pain, you can't remain. Get out in the name of Jesus. Disease and sickness has to go because of what we know.